Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
For around 10,000 years, certain animals have been central to human existence. Some, like the cow, sheep, pig, and goat, have fed us. Others, like the dog, have mainly been companions or, as watchdogs, our protectors.Humans have lived together so long with some animals in symbiosis, that means mutual dependence, that some entire species now exist only in domestic form. Cats are probably the best example. In the beginning, cats were attracted to ancient human settlements because of the food there. Not the stores of rice, corn, or wheat, of course, but the rats and mice that ate the grain.Humans tolerated the cats because they killed the pests and preserved human food. Also, the cats didn't threaten people. Over many generations, cats became so tame that humans began to feed them and adopt them as house pets. So cows and goats provided food for humans, cats helped humans preserve their food sources, and dogs protected them from animals and from other humans. Now, in a new book called,Hunters, Herders, and Hamburgers, Richard Boulier suggests there was a fourth reason some species were domesticated, that is, kept and tamed. That reason was for use in religious sacrifices. Putting a live animal on an altar and killing it to honor a god was pretty dramatic. A lot more dramatic than offering up a dead animal. Boulier argues that sheep and horses were first used in this way.In order to use these animals in religious rituals, though, people first had to tame them. These then were some of the reasons humans have domesticated animals. Perhaps you can think of others.
Question number one.
What is a result of mutual dependence between humans and some animal species?
Question number two.
Why did cats start to visit human settlements?
Question number three.
What is mentioned as a fourth reason some species were domesticated?